Four Democrats are seeking to fill the District 5 Washtenaw County Commission seat that Roland Sizemore has decided not to seek re-election to. And they're all very much aware that crime and public safety are among the issues voters are most concerned about. Former Ypsilanti Township Supervisor and Treasurer and former State Representative Ruth Ann Jamnick is one of the candidates. She says she had success in fighting crime in Ypsi Township's West Willow area in the 1990s.
We were dealing with people that were 19, 18, 19, 20, early 20s. We're talking today about 13, 14, 15-year-olds. So that's a challenge. That's a really big challenge for our community, and I think there's solutions. It's not just one. It's going to be a lot of them. And I think I have some background where I can be resourceful and helpful with it as it goes forward.
Wilma Gold-Jones has spent 25 years in advocacy work with nonprofits, government, and healthcare agencies. She says partnerships are necessary to fight crime, and residents play a role, too.
The residents have to make sure that they, let public safety officers know what's going on. If they see something suspicious or, and they need to be alert. They need to be on alert as to what's going on around them.
Ford Engineering Manager Victor Dobrin has lived in Washtenaw County for 26 years since coming here from Romania. When it comes to improving public safety and reducing crime, Dobrin says there are many things that can be done.
I personally would engage the sheriff department and all the other local municipalities, the leaders, local leaders, as well as the community leaders, being churches, schools, police should be involved. And then we evaluate where those critical needs are and what we need to do.
Dobrin says crime must be addressed proactively, with an emphasis on identifying which programs are working and which are not. Keith Jason coordinates Eastern Michigan University's College of Technology Student Services Office. He says crime he witnessed firsthand led him to join his neighborhood watch group and the sheriff's law enforcement citizens advisory board.
What I would want the residents and the taxpayers to know is that a vote for Keith is a vote for someone who is going to fight to make sure that our public safety agencies are well-funded and to make sure that they have the resources that they need. As budgets may need to be cut, those are the ones that I would like to make sure are not touched.
Keith Jason says the county also needs programs to make sure youths caught up in crime don't become repeat offenders. The winner of the August 5th primary election will face Republican Timothy King in November. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.